Hare Krishna. Don't make an issue of protection into an issue of trust. Suppose, say there's a young child in the house, or young man in the house, and the parents are going out, and the parents say, lock the door. And the child says, young person says that, no, I can protect my house. Why do I need to lock it from inside? No, if some thief comes in, no, I'm strong enough, I can beat the life out of the thief. No one can steal anything from here. So now, actually, even if it is true that this person can beat the thief, why invite danger? Now, who knows, a thief may come with a weapon. Sometimes 4 or 5 thieves may come in. And if a simple gesture is there, locking the door, that can protect the person substantially, then why object to that? It's an issue of protection. If the young person makes that issue of protection into an issue of trust, don't you trust me? Don't you think that I'm strong enough to guard the house? It's not an issue of trust. It's an issue of protection. So by making an issue of protection into an issue of trust, we unnecessarily open ourselves to trouble. So similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna actually, when he's talking about how to combat lust from 3.36 to 43, at one point he tells in 3.40 that tasma 3.41 he states that tasma tvamindriyanya dau niyamya bharatarshabha papamanam prajahiya enam jnana vijnana nashanam. So he says tasma tvamindriyanya dau, therefore in the beginning itself he says control your desires, control lust in smatam indriyanya adau, in the beginning. Niyamya bharata rishabha, regulate, Arjuna, regulate the desires. Regulate lust. Papamanam prajahiya enam. Know that this is actually a symbol of lust. Papamanam jnana vijnana nashanam. And it destroys knowledge, jnana, and vijnana. It destroys the urge for knowledge. We become ignorant and we don't even feel the need to come out of ignorance, because we become ignorant of our ignorance and thus we stay trapped. So Krishna is saying that this is a very dangerous enemy. Nashanam, it destroys our knowledge, it destroys our inclination for acquiring knowledge. And thus it keeps us trapped in ignorance, and it keeps us ignorant that we are trapped in ignorance also. So lust is basically a formidable enemy. And to the extent we understand that it is enemy, to an extent, we recognize that we need to prevent it from entering into us or aggravating its forces within us by external temptation and external sensuously titillating stimuli. So how do we avoid that? We avoid that by not letting our senses succumb. So we regulate our senses. Asmatam indriyanya adam. In the beginning itself, control the senses. So for example, now, if we have a TV with some obscene channels over there, we don't have access to those channels. If there is internet where there is unlimited access available and there is so much dirt available on the internet, so much porn there, then we have an internet filter wherein we don't have access to such things. So now, if somebody says, somebody asks, our well-wisher suggests that better have an internet filter over there, they say, don't you trust me? It is not an issue of trust, it's an issue of protection. Now, we don't know how thieves may come in, and the door is a basic measure for protecting oneself. Similarly, we don't know how some pop-up will come up, how the browser may go to some site or whatever. So, and where there may be obscene content available, we can't see and how it may pop up. So it's better to always have a filter. So this is just one example, but in general, if we know that we are vulnerable to certain temptations, then keeping a distance from those tempting objects and creating arrangements by which we keep a safe distance from them, that and helping and taking the help of others so that they ensure that those arrangements are in place, that is not a trust issue, it's a protection issue. By thus keeping things not personal but positional, that means we don't take it as a slur on our personal integrity. Rather, we focus on seeing it as recognizing that this is a strategy, it is better to be safe than to be sorry, we can avoid exposing ourselves to unnecessary dangers. And that, when there is no option to get agitated, to get degraded, then we focus on spiritual growth. And by focusing on spiritual growth, we become absorbed in it and move, gradually rise to purity, which makes us less and less vulnerable to temptation. And thus we become fully protected. So the external barriers or locks or filters, they can't protect us completely. It is only purity that can protect us completely. But along the path towards developing purity, such things can aid us. And whatever can aid us, we can accept that to move forward in our journey towards purity. Thank you. Hare Krishna.